Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Junk's Comedy Live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team. It is an open line Thursday. You are welcome to call us throughout the show at 800-636-1067. That is our phone number here.
We mentioned this when we played golf with Mike Maher the other day. He is a Flavor Flav type of guy, hype man.
Yes.
And it was funny. He comes in here during the break, and it's kind of sad. He comes in. He's all hyped up. He's like, it's a big weekend for me. I don't even mention the sponsor, but I guess I could say, could I say what he said? He said it's a big Pupatella weekend.
Okay,
all right. So he's all hyped up about his weekend going out, and he's like, what are you guys up to?
No,
just crickets from cakes and EB.
Well, it's actually a rare weekend that I'm home.
Now, let me just say, I came in on the tail end of Mike Maher. I didn't give him my extensive weekend plans. So,
which are?
What are my weekend plans?
You probably don't have much
going
on.
Hold on. No, I do. I do have. Oh, playing at Woodmont in the club pickleball championships.
Big
day,
dude. That's a big day.
Big day. Saturday.
So hold on. Are you guys in the championship?
We're in it.
Wow. Who's your partner? Or is it just the team?
My partners rotate. We rotate all the time.
Whether Coach Harwood one of your partners?
He is not.
No.
I don't know my partner off the top of my head.
By the way, Woodmont has an unbelievable tennis facility.
Yeah, I'm sure it's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible.
Well, I'll be playing.
They've got two golf courses. Property. It's just incredible. The two golf courses are great, north, south. But their tennis facility is absurd.
So I'll be there Saturday, 2 p.m.
The family come to root for you? It's a championship. Do you get a trophy?
My daughter came like for one match that was at Norbeck, but I don't think it. Anybody's coming on Saturday. It's fine.
A wife doesn't
Sunday,
come?
This is a big deal.
No.
It's a championship.
No, she's not coming.
Maybe she doesn't worship as much as you think.
Oh, no, she does.
I know.
And then
she tweeted something maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
About he did something. It was so basic about a dishwasher. She was like, John's my hero.
Oh, what I did? It was silly, actually.
Like changing a light bulb,
I'm not Gary homeowner. Yeah. I'm not the handyman. Everybody knows this. And
nobody
in this room is.
Yeah, so, none of us are.
So we got a new dishwasher.
Never claimed to
Shocker.
Be.
Had to get a new dishwasher.
I wish I was.
I mean, too much money out of my pocket, but Crop came and installed it. They were great. It was amazing. When we first started running the dishwasher, the stupid top rack with the spinner arm was too low. And it was hitting like all of the utensils and the freaking plates that are too high. And I was like, this has to be adjustable, but I don't know how to do it. Like,
so you YouTubed it.
So I YouTubed it, and there was literally a 90-second video saying, hey, stupid.
Press a button.
Stupid. You're too dumb to do this on your own. Here's how it's done. And I basically just had to push in two clips on the side and lift it up.
Oh, okay.
And I'm an American hero, so I did that.
Right. Did your wife give you extra skins that night?
I amazed my wife with my my homeowner skills.
Right.
He basically, I'm imagining it's like a prescription bottle that's childproof where you have to press in the two tabs.
Similar, but I'm like, my brain doesn't work with like puzzles and looking at things and trying to figure them out. I need visual help. And I got it, and then I fixed it in 10 seconds.
Good job. And then she went to social media and called him a god.
Here's why. Because she knows I suck at basically all things around the house, like being handy.
But she's not disappointed in you, though.
So any little victory is like I climbed Mount Everest.
Right. But why is she disappointed in you? I thought most wives are disappointed in their husbands.
That's just your experience. My wife is not disappointed in me.
His wife's disappointed in him.
Of course.
Yeah, Drab's wife's disappointed in him. I don't know Heavy Metal Chris's wife, but I would suppose she's probably generally disappointed.
I could do 10 of those things which Cakes did, and I wouldn't get lauded and commended.
Heavy Metal Chris, is your wife disappointed in you often?
It depends on what we're talking about now, you know. But
I'm just saying on the whole.
I would like to think not. Jeez.
Yeah. Jason, I think Teresa, is she disappointed in you?
In terms of just
your
handyman
productivity
stuff?
And just your ability to...
To do stuff around the house?
Just...
No. She does everything.
Right.
I mean, she's the man
of the house.
Right, so she's probably disappointed
I mean, the only
you.
Thing I'd help her with is carrying dressers or tables in and out of the house.
Hold on. I need to go through this checklist. Does she... If the trash can in the kitchen is full, does she take it out?
No, I do that.
All right, so you do
that. I do all the trash and recycling.
I do that too, but I have to be told.
No, I'm a neat freak that way, especially the kitchen, so I'm on top of that.
No, what do you do your laundry?
She does all 100% of the laundry.
Oh, I do most of the laundry. I do most of the dishes. I do most of the cleaning.
Mm-hmm. And is she still disappointed in you? You must really suck.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go through this weekend and probably not do anything handy around the house. That's 99% of weekends.
I don't want to do anything handy around the house.
Hey, what do you do? What do you do like in my backyard when I redid in 2020, we redid the whole backyard, right? Mm-hmm. That's when we put in the hot tub, got all the furniture, and you know, I mean, it was crazy. But now I'm starting to get little weeds in between the tile.
I know, I hate
the deck
that.
And the tile.
Okay. I hate it.
What do you do about it? My wife said I'm supposed to go out there and pick them.
I pick them all the time.
There's a 0.0% chance. Let's say it's a 20 by 20, I don't even know. Let's just say roughly 20 by 20 patio area. I'm not getting down on my hands and knees and picking every little weed that's coming through.
Is it brick?
No, it's like square tile, like a foot by foot tiles or whatever.
Like pavers.
Pavers.
Yeah.
It's a process called weeding.
You've got to spray them. You've got to spray them.
There's no chance that's the way you do it. I want to poison it.
You can do that.
No, what you should have done is you could put something underneath it, underneath the tile.
Well, no, he's going to have somebody else do it.
No, I'm saying before it was built. You could put.
They probably did. But it's taken 5-6 years, and now it's starting to come through. They probably put it. I'm sure they did whatever. It was definitely a big-time company.
There's definitely ways to stop it, but if you don't have, if it's just built right on the yard, the grass is going to come through.
No, I'm sure they did the proper thing, but it's 6 years later.
Yeah, I hate it. I'm always out there picking.
And she said, we got to go out there and pick it. I go, what? I mean,
it looks terrible.
I'd rather just kill myself than do that.
It looks terrible. There are houses in my neighborhood.
I'm not doing
that. The sidewalk that leads up to their front steps is all weeds popping up through the bricks. It looks awful.
Put you on massive monkey
And I want to put a note in their mailbox.
What can I do? Do you just pour like gasoline on it? Like, what do you do?
I don't think you pour
gasoline on it.
What do you do?
Weed killer.
Bleach?
You spray Roundup on it or you pick them. Those are your options.
There's then you might
no
get in that
chance
lawsuit.
You're picking them. you'd die if you picked them.
If it's, you got to stay on top of that.
Why would you die if
you're so
them?
Bent over?
There's probably a ton of them.
Make
some of you short knockers, bend it over.
He's sending his saving the bend overs for
the
golf course.
I don't have enough bend overs to pull weeds.
Well, what you should do is get on your hands and knees.
Dude, you can hire somebody to
that
do it.
That would kill me.
You can hire somebody, say, please come pick these weeds. Here's U.S. currency.
I wouldn't even ask a human. I would not ask a fellow human to do that. Maybe like somebody in like Rikers Island or something.
How's that different than somebody cutting your lawn?
Cutting your lawn is but easier walking. And it's just you're cutting your lawn.
It's the same.
Getting down on your hands and knees and pulling weeds. Literally, I wouldn't ask my worst enemy to do that.
Oh, I would.
That's the kind of thing you do.
It's basic. You ever seen
get down on your hands and knees?
Well, my mom used to have I don't know how to describe it, but like a little wheeled wagon. Sometimes they put their knees on it. Like, picture the people that tear their Achilles.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
No, but you know when people tear their Achilles, they've got that little scooter cart, sure. Whatever.
Yeah,
they have those for weeding.
Yeah.
Where you're kind of just on your...
You just have to stay on top of it, and you've got to spray them pretty much every day.
Spraying is what I would do.
Yeah, you just...
I would just poison the F out of it.
Yeah.
I would care less
about
that.
Let them just die and wither away.
I could kill all the animals, but if you wait, everything.
But if you wait and there's 500 of them popping up because you haven't done...
There's just little things.
I know exactly what they look like. They're just annoying. I do it every day. I'm out there every day doing it.
Every day?
Well, I do pull them a lot, but I'm out there either spraying or pulling them.
It would give me... Like, I would look like the Hunchback. Like, I could never stand up again.
You're hunched over enough.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah.
It's probably the last thing you need to do.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no... And I wouldn't even ask anyone to do that. To pull by manually.
You have to stay on top of it almost daily.
Because
if you go away...
Is that crazy?
But Eric, think about it. If you go away for, you know, a four-day weekend or whatever, when you go away on these volleyball trips, and there's nice weather, or if it rains a couple times...
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to come back and it's going to look terrible.
Like this, like I've had this patio backyard, really nice. We used to never go in a backyard. We redid everything, right? Spent a boatload of money. Just another instance of lighting money on fire. And now suddenly I'm getting weeds in my little tile.
Mm-hmm.
It took 6 years, but now I'm getting weeds in between.
They're creeping in.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I don't know how to handle it. It's amazing that this grass and these weeds can grow in between bricks and tile.
They're aggressive. Weeds are
aggressive. I've got a brick patio in my backyard, mm-hmm. and these MFers grow through them.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know how.
They're relentless.
Think, like, stuff settles, and it just gets weird.
But it's not just that, but also when you have your lawn cut, mm-hmm. all right, well, that grass goes everywhere, so it spreads, and it gets onto your patio or your tiles.
Well, you think also because they come in there with the blowers, and they blow it.
And they blow it, and the grass gets on the patio or the tile.
That's what happens, and it plants a seed or
whatever? That happens too, yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
I don't know how it works, but I just know that weeds love to show up.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't. I wouldn't ask my worst enemy to get on their hands and knees and pull weeds. It would take forever. It's like, that's worse than pulling wallpaper. You know how you scrape
that
wallpaper?
You said it's 20 by 20.
What?
It'd probably take a half
hour.
Hire
JP to do it. He'll come over and do it.
Half an hour?
To pull up your weeds?
They're not. They're just like little tiny, like they're little, like almost like little to little.
I know. I don't know what they're called, but I have them too.
Like
take a picture of them today.
Like a clover?
Dwarf clover, like the little clovers.
Yes.
Like they're just the wimpiest little things.
I hate them.
But it looks trifling.
Right. And if you don't pick them or spray them, they're going to grow to freaking a foot.
Better get on it.
All right, hold on. People are calling in. I don't know. Let's go to Kyle in Edgewater. Kyle, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. Open Line Thursday.
Hey, what's going on today, boys?
Hey, Kyle. Hey, man.
Hey, Eric, listen. Yep. You've got to make sure to remind your children that Father's Day is next weekend. They've got to get Dina something. Okay.
Yeah.
They've learned
nothing from you, brother, about being a man.
It's hard for me to argue it.
Yeah.
that's the funniest call on Open Line Thursday in a long time.
Don't forget to get mom a present for Father's Day.
Evie's had an elite skill, I'll say, since he was probably a teenager in delegating responsibilities. His brother Chad used to do the bulk of the
delegating is a strong move.
Lawn mowing. When he was of age that he was supposed to
I'm
be
a
the
leader.
Main.
I'm a leader.
I understand.
I'm a leader of men.
He's a good bully. Bullied younger brothers to do the stuff that he was supposed to do.
That's what a true alpha does. They bully other people into doing it. There's no self-respecting alpha getting down on his hands and knees and pulling weeds.
Oh, it sucks.
There's
Your
no
pops
way.
Used to it mow sucks. The lawn every once in a while.
Yeah, you know, he would do a few strips.
Right.
A few strips at a time. All right, let's go to Sam. Sam, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I'm a real good friend of Roland Lazenby's. His grandson played, AAU ball with my son and travel soccer with him.
All right.
So I've been listening to you guys since I moved to the district. And
thanks,
God
man.
Bless you guys because, man, listening to sports radio in Charlotte is a lot more depressing than
I
up
believe
here.
We had Roland Lazenby on the show like when we were a weekend
first
show.
Yeah, first time.
Because he wrote, you know, he's written a bunch of books.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basketball
great
books.
Guy, great guy, man. Just great guy. So, but anyway, I was listening to your stuff here, and I listen to you guys every day.
Thanks.
I love to give all the other callers some time and whatnot. But about your weeding kind of mentality, guys, I'm a beekeeper. Can we please try to find a product that's going to be that's not going to hurt the pollinators if we're not going to get on our knees, fellas? God bless you all.
Yeah, he doesn't want you spraying poison killing the bees.
Well, hold on. What if I mean, pour bleach on there. What does that do to the bees?
You know, it's not going to do horrible things to the bees. That's a little bit better, but I don't know if it's going to get rid of your problem all the way.
If you poured bleach on it, that wouldn't kill the friggin' little clovers?
Hey, is beekeeping, is that a lucrative endeavor?
I mean, I do it as a hobby. I can't play sports or referee or run around anymore, so I figured I'd do something else.
That's a hobby that I'll never get into.
I mean, doesn't it break when you get stung? Don't you hate it?
Hey, it's supposedly if you get stung enough, you're going to, you know, help your joints and your arthritis and stuff like that. So you might.
All right, I'll risk it.
Do you make homemade honey or something?
Arthritis.
What is it?
I collect honey every now and again, fellas. I do every now and again.
How
but
do you
I really
do, that?
Do it just
how do you connect
to, mainly
how
make
do you
bees.
Collect the honey.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You squeeze a bee.
I'm not a beekeeper.
What do you do?
Squeeze a bee.
I know it's not that way.
I don't think you squeeze it.
How the hell do you collect the honey?
It's not a cow, Ricky. It's a bee.
Well, you got to warm the suit for sure. You know what I mean?
They have a honeycomb.
They're not too keen. They're not too keen about, you know, you pulling their supplies out of their homestead.
They
there.
Go somewhere so, and they gotta, just like poop honey. Essentially, is that what they do?
I don't know. You love it in your coffee and on your cereal and on your oatmeal sometimes too. So
honey mustard is one seed.
With the bad.
All right, hey Sam, thank you, buddy. Really appreciate
you
supporting the show.
Have a great rest of the week, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. All right, let's go to Patrick. Patrick, what's up, man? You're all with the junkies.
Hey, AB, I got something for you, my friend. So this will make you, you'll get your man card back and also make you feel like Tom Hanks on Castaway.
All right.
So you go to Lowe's and they sell these, like, torches, like this long, like, flamethrower-looking thing. You hook it to your propane tank and you just burn.
He's going to do that. He's going to hook up a flamethrower to his propane tank.
So hold on, what's the movie where the guy blew everybody away with the air gun?
Oh, that's No Country for Old Men.
Is it going to be like that?
It sounds like a jet engine. Like my family all knows when I'm out there doing it because it sounds
well,
like...
Well, hold on. If you want to burn your house down, do what this guy said.
Well, I'm not burning my house down. You're gonna
not
say you.
You
get on the
him.
Yeah, but hold on. Why is that effective? Because you just burn the grass?
It burns the earth. So like kind of like farming. Right? I've never farmed, but they talked about scorching the earth and you just burn up the ground so that nothing else grows for a couple. Like, it probably lasts about 6 weeks to 8 weeks.
6 weeks? No, I want to kill it forever.
He ain't doing that.
Well,
thank you for the tip that he'll never use.
The bee guy ain't going to be happy with you, but you can definitely kill it with some chemicals.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I need
that's
to look
wild
into
calls
that.
On Open Line Thursday. Keep them coming. 800-636-1067 is the number. When we come back, we'll be joined by Boog Shambi, the Cubs play-by-play broadcaster. He's next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.